How can I help you?
Is one of the female techs there, one of the not the vet, but the like second people, possibly?
Probably was the one in particular you were looking for?
Not really. Listen, I got a weird problem. My dog ate some of my Viagra,
Okay.
and I mean he's like walking around with a hard on and stuff. And my question is, will it harm him? And, I mean, or is there anything I can do? I mean,
Hold on just a second.
it's real embarrassing, but I mean,
No.
I got to call a vet because a doctor sure can't help me.
Right. Okay, give me one second. Let me see if I can find some information for you.
Boy, I would really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks. I don't know if I can keep a straight face on this.
Hi, can I help you? Someone said that your dog ate some Viagra.
Yeah, I know. This is so embarrassing. I guess, maybe one or two pills fell on the
Well,
floor.
what I would do if I were you is I would bring him in because I really couldn't tell you what effect those things would have on the organs. It might affect the kidney and liver. And how long ago was this?
Well, I assume it was sometime this morning, only from the standpoint that he's walking around with this puppy erection. So,
Oh, Lordy. Okay. Yeah,
and
I
I'm
would.
it, well, I mean, I've heard that, like if they have like an erection for, humans, if they have an erection for more than 4 hours, to consult a doctor or whatever. And I've got a dog. I can't go to a doctor with a dog.
Yeah, no, but you can come to us, and I'm sure there's probably something she can do. Either that, or if you just want to watch him and see, how he does. But like I said,
Well,
I
he's
can't
well.
tell you how, it's going to affect his organs.
Well, I mean, he
I mean,
is.
like kidney and liver is what I'm talking about.
Well, what it's affecting right now has nothing to do with his kidney and liver. I mean, he's humping everything in my apartment. I mean,
This is the first time I've heard about the Viagra. I've heard of all kinds of pills, but I've never heard of that.
I have never heard of such a thing. I
Yeah.
didn't even give it any thought. And I
Well,
mean,
I know that's why a lot of men take them.
Well, my girlfriend's got this little stuffed animal, and he's humping the stuff out of
How
it.
old is the dog?
Three.
Oh,
So
okay.
little male poodle.
So that would be about mid-20s in our age. If I were you, I would bring him in just to be on the safe side. Like I said, the medications like that, we don't really know what effect it could have on the kidney, the liver, the bladder, things like
Oh,
that.
okay.
It could cause, failure on those things. So he really
Yeah.
does need to be checked. So
Okay.
I'm gonna leave it up to you though. If you want to
Okay,
just watch
but
him and see how he does, then,
all right. Let me just ask you a hypothetical question. Is there like, and I don't know. I mean, I've never had to face all this stuff before. I mean,
Now, I tell you the truth, I've never had to answer it before.
I mean, this is crazy. I mean, a dog on Viagra. I mean, like, is there maybe like some place where I can go run a little female dog for him or something? I don't
No.
know. I mean, do I have little puppy places? Little
What breed is your dog?
a poodle, little male.
The only thing that I can suggest maybe is to look in the paper and see if there's any breeding ads for puppies and call them and see if they have a female.
Yeah, there's an idea.
See if they have a female and he tell them
Wow.
what happened and but I'm not
But
sure.
won't they want? Yeah, but they'll want to see all his breeder papers and stuff,
Well,
right?
maybe some will, some won't. Some of them, if there's no papers, they just sell the puppies for less. But the only problem is because of the Viagra, they may not, because that could
Okay.
be transmitted.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it could be a genetic thing then.
Right. But like I said, there might be something. I'd ask the doctor, but she's in appointments right now.
Oh,
I
okay.
would ask her if maybe there's an injection we could give him to, slow and stop that.
Yeah.
Because
Are
I
you like her assistant?
yeah, I'm one of her technicians.
Oh, okay. So you know a lot about the vet stuff though, right?
Yeah, well, to a point.
Okay, but so you've never had this, you've never had anybody have this problem
I have
before?
never, ever, I've been doing this 14 years and I've never had anybody call and say that their dog ate the Viagra. I've had, you know, they ate my prednisone, they ate, you know, my tranquilizers, you know, things like that, but not that. That's a first.
Well, there is a possibility that there could be really some harm to him, though, I guess.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because human medications, some human medications we can use on animals, some we cannot. Because, like I said, it could cause kidney liver failures. So, I mean, if you want to hang on for a couple of minutes, I can wait until she comes out of a room and ask her, you know.
Oh, boy, that would be great, because my problem is that I'm in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
And I can't get around, you know, that easily.
Okay. Do you have,
so, yeah, if I could just hang.
Do you have anybody that could bring him in if she says you need to bring him?
No, because you know I have to get down to my car and then get in. I mean, if it's something that's just not going to, you know, keel him over other than him.
Well, you could always
humping stuffed animals.
If money is not a problem, you could always take him to emergency when you can get some help. They most like Lake Ray Hubbard. They open at 6:00.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to hold.
That's fine.
Yeah, she was referred to me and you know, by a friend of mine, and so
now,
if
now
I could hold.
If she says you should bring that dog in as soon as possible, can you?
We
close at 6:00, so I mean.
Well, yeah, that would be no problem. But I mean, if she, you know, if I could just talk to her for just a minute, just to kind of get a comfort zone here.
Through me, because she's got about 6 appointments right here on the table right now that she's going to be rolling through. So she'll probably tell me what to tell you. But yeah, hang on just a few minutes.
All right, and I'll just throw another stuffed animal over and let him hunt that for a while until you get back.
Yeah,
okay,
just make sure that it doesn't stay outside of the sheet, okay? The peepee. You don't want it hanging out, because if it gets stuck out, you will have to bring him in, or you will have to go to emergency with him.
Okay, I'm confused. What do you mean outside of the sheet? What's a sheet?
When they start to hump on things, the skin will peel back.
And
there's actually like a little knot about halfway down the penis there that forms, and that's what locks them into a female. And if that skin gets pulled back behind. Gets pulled back behind that knot, then he's not going to get it. Sometimes the knot will not go down, and then the penis will start to dry out, and you'll start to have all kinds of problems. So you need to watch that meantime and make sure that's not happening. Okay.
Oh,
that's,
great! That gives me some comfort. Right
there you go. If something happens, if like that, then you have to go someplace right away.
Okay, so if he's stuck to like this little teddy bear that I got him as a
chew
toy.
Well, no, not stuck to it, but it, you know, sometimes just on the rubbing on it, it'll force that skin back. Okay?
Oh, I got you.
So hang on just 1 second. I think she's coming out of the room. Hang on.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Sir?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for holding. Okay.
No problem.
She said that if it happened this morning, right now there's not a whole lot she can do at this point. You need to watch it. Make sure, you know, like I was telling you about the skin, that doesn't happen. And if it continues, then you might want to bring him in. Okay, like if it continues through the night. But she said that she has seen this. She had it happen to one dog before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and his little pee-pee ended up going gangrenous. So.
Oh, you're kidding. They had to chop his wiener off?
Well, I don't know. About that, but
well, I mean gangrene. Don't you have to amputate and stuff if it's gangrene?
In animals, that usually leads to euthanasia.
Oh man.
Yeah. So you want to keep a very close eye on this boy. I wouldn't let him do, you know, like a whole lot of rubbing on things if you can help it. You know, even if you have to sit and hold him. You know,
then he starts trying to hunt me.
Well, I'm talking, you just need to keep the thing away from things. Keep it rubbing on things. You just don't want him to do it, like, consistently, you know, minute after minute after minute after minute.
He's 3 years old. I mean, he's got a little enthusiasm, you know, and I mean.
Well, you just want to, you know, she said that, you know, you could maybe try to make him throw up. And see if.
How's that going to get rid of his hard on?
Well, that might get rid of any medication that might still be left in his stomach.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that way it's not going to bleed into the system. Which
induce vomiting.
Yeah, take a little peroxide and get a little peroxide down him. Okay, about, say, a couple of tablespoons.
Okay.
And try that and see if you can get him to throw up. Okay.
And if that doesn't work, I guess I could take him over on Harry Hines then and try to hook him up with a little female.
Yeah, like I said, though, you just want to watch that skin being stay pulled back. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Hey, you're a sweetheart.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.